Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday, November 12th, week 35, day four. Been broadcasting from home since Friday the 13th of March. It's a Friday the 13th this week, too. In fact, it is the last week that we're doing the Nest audio giveaway from Google. This is it, today and tomorrow. So you can win your very own home Nest audio speaker to stream all your favorite music. And, of course, Alice. We'd love it if you just streamed Alice all the live long day. Through tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jane gives you a little code word. You text a little code word to 20357, and then you're entered. You have a chance to win. Message and data rates apply. Let's get those Bay Area winners going here in the last 2 days. The penultimate day of the giveaway. We're going to start with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right.
Couple things about him. First of all, Netflix has won the bidding war for the rights to Arnold Schwarzenegger's first scripted TV series. It's a show from Skydance TV, and it stars Arnold and a girl named Monica Barbaro. She was in, let's see, she was on ABC's Stumptown last season. She's also in the forthcoming Top Gun Maverick.
Oh.
Looks like she was in Chicago Justice. That was an NBC show. There's a few TV shows she's been in, but she's going to be in Top Gun if they ever release that, if anything.
What is this show about, though? I don't get it.
So it is, let's see. They're not saying here. It's something like, it looks like he's like maybe the dad of her character, and she is like a detective. That's what it sounds like.
So Arnold,
it's a spy series.
Okay,
is going to star in a TV show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's his first scripted show that he's ever TV show that he's ever.
I've heard you say stuff a million times, and yet I thought his first scripted. So I thought he was behind the show, not on the show.
Oh no! He's the star.
He's going to be on the show. Okay.
Yeah,
it's a spy adventure with a father and daughter at the center of the story. That's it.
Wow.
So maybe he's only making appearances, like she's the star and she's the spy, and then she goes to her dad, who's like an old hat at it or something. But anyway, Netflix got it. There were a few other outlets bidding for it. And that makes sense. I mean, he's still a big star. He still has some draw. And
oh, my God. I actually really like him. I know there's plenty of people who we'll tell you stories about what a pig he is, but I still think he's great.
Yeah.
I'll watch him.
Really? He always has fun. You know, he picks fun projects and he's weirdly good in them. They're saying that the script to series deal is still coming together, but it's looking like that's going to be all Netflix. And
That whole having a kid with the maid and then just
yeah.
Living, like, that's a tough thing to get over for some people.
Yeah. There'll be people who are, like, not into that.
And then the whole, just the idea that Maria was sitting there and going, that kid that my maid has looks just like my husband.
That's weird.
Like, that is crazy.
There would have been no hiding it. Now the kid is, I don't know, what is he, 16 or 17 years old?
No, the kid is out of college.
He's like 20, in his 20s?
He's a grown man.
Oh, my God. When did all this come out? I thought the kid was like 13 when this all came out.
Yeah, and a bunch of years have passed.
Jesus, man. How does this happen? Where does the time go?
He's 23.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know
he's
because
a grown
I've seen
man.
In the news, like the kid graduated college and Arnold like congratulated him in a post or whatever.
He went to Pepperdine.
Yeah.
Of course he did. Of course he went to Pepperdine.
Which Pepperdine, by the way, if you don't know where that is, that is the That is the Garden College.
It's beautiful.
It's right there in Malibu on the shore.
Yeah. You just right there where, like, is it at the corner of the PCH and like Sepulveda?
The big, it's like the right big there. Grass hill coming down from the school ends at 101 or 1, Highway 1.
Right. With the Pepperdine sign. It's
right.
Beautiful.
There's the guy, big weightlifter. He looks just like Dad.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so there would have been though,
there would have been no hiding that.
Put yourself in those shoes. Like, this kid's running around your house and you're like, that looks like my husband.
Yeah. Oh, look at them. He was a little boy and Arnold's hugging him. You know, I will say this, good on Arnold. He makes an illegitimate child and the kid is just as legitimate as his other kids. Like, he loves it. It's his kid.
Yeah.
You know, plenty of people are like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what, he looks more like Arnold than Arnold's other kids.
No. They got the Kennedy genes. Oh my God, that's so funny. So anyway, he is not only starring in this show that Netflix has just bought, but he's also an executive producer. It is his first regular role in a series. I guess the Skydance, that is the production house behind this, they did the last two Terminator films. So he's worked with them. And really, that's all you need to know about this. So this is a new Arnold Schwarzenegger TV show coming to Netflix. Oh, boy. So Vinny has lost us.
Oh, yay. This is exciting.
What about Nicole? Do we
what
have Nicole
still? She's got us, for sure. There's no way we can still.
Can you hear Vinny?
No, I can't hear Vinny. No,
he's just out. It's just his complex. Look behind you. Look at that unit.
Yeah, it's green. It says it's on.
It says it's
funny.
On.
This is bizarre. We'll get to the bottom
I
of
got
that.
You.
Oh, great. Oh, right. And we're back. Okay.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me when I say
no.
I've lost audio?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But you should keep up a running patter if you can, because then we'll be able to hear you when you come back.
Oh, okay. You know? Yeah. That's I'm making the hand signals. Are you watching?
Yes. No, we saw that. We did have a discussion about whether or not you were available.
We started
to us,
troubleshooting but... while we're.
Keep doing that, Vinny. That I
yeah,
will,
that's
I will.
Definitely
makes
helpful.
Total sense.
Yep. No. All right, so there's thing one about Arnold. The other one is...
Oh, it's gone again.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
let's see.
Should we take a break? What should we do? I can keep going with the trash, and then if he jumps back in...
Let's see how long it takes for him to jump back in.
Okay, this is... We're not going to... We can't operate this way. This is...
Right.
This ain't working. Mm-hmm. All right, so Arnold Schwarzenegger, he spent Veterans Day like he always does... visiting the L.A. National Cemetery to pay tribute to the true action heroes who made America what it is. He put up an Instagram video.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, yay. Oh, thank you.
Why am I cutting out in and out?
I don't know. I mean, there's and your Comrex says you're still green. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're still connected. It's such a weird thing.
So do we think this is my unit?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so because it happened to Nicole too. Like she got bumped out. Like I think.
All right.
I don't know. Although, why would Nicole and Vinny be?
We'll troubleshoot during the break.
Okay, that's a great idea.
I think somebody wants me and Vinny to take a vacation.
Oh, ha 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 ha! Take some days off.
It's
okay.
It's only a week until vacation. Mm-hmm. So Arnold spent the day, Veterans Day, like he always does, visiting L.A.'s National Cemetery to pay tribute to the true action heroes.
Every year on Veterans Day, I come right here to the Los Angeles National Cemetery to say thank you to all those brave men and women that have fought to make this the greatest country in the world. I owe everything to you, everything that happened in my life, all the successes, it's because of you. Thank you.
So did bother him, though, that there were so few people at the cemetery. And when he got home, he posted a follow-up message taking aim at people.
Came back from the Los Angeles National Cemetery. It doesn't make any sense that in this cemetery where there were almost 100,000 people buried, veterans, there were only like 20 people walking around. But 20,000 or so go to a political rally where someone promises them to make America great.
But the fact of the matter is, those veterans are the ones that made America great. So I hope that next year, when I go back to that cemetery, that I will see your 20,000 that are so patriotic. I hope I see you there. I think it's a discussion that we should have, the definition of patriotism.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, well, pandemic, people aren't really going. But then I thought, well, it's outside and people will go to protests. So.
Yeah, that's the point.
And listen, he's singling out, it sounds like he's singling out the right because he's saying make America great again. But listen, the left also went crazy in the streets. Like, it's not, you know, it's not limited.
Right.
Next up is Alex Trebek. I just thought this was sweet, and it's certainly a conversation that we've had at our house, and probably you've had at yours. I know you do a lot of, like, you guys just cleaned out your attic the other day. He didn't just work right up till his death. I think he taped the last episode of Jeopardy on October 29th, so just a couple weeks ago, and we lost him this past weekend. Mm-hmm. But he kept busy around the house, too, because the schedule for Jeopardy is, I think it's something like a week on and 2 weeks off while they're actually putting seasons together. So he was quarantining and waiting to get back to shooting Jeopardy. And in July, he told People magazine that he was getting rid of stuff. Like, they were cleaning out the house. He says, "I've accumulated so much over the past 4 decades, it's difficult to decide what's got to go. My wife, Jeannie, has a great theory. She says if you haven't used it in a year, it's got to go. Well, I have things I haven't used in 40 years. And he was then very disappointed to find out what his prized possessions were worth, because he says, "You think you got a good treasure, and you look it up on eBay, and it goes for $17.90.
Wow.
Well, I can get rid of it now, I guess.
If you haven't used it in 40 years, Alex, no one's going to use it.
Nobody wants it. It's right. True. Unless it's an unopened Star Wars figure from 1976, and then somebody might want it.
All right.
Yesterday, Jeannie, his wife, posted up one of their wedding photos and thanked fans for reaching out after Alex's death. There's a shot of her. And so there they are. They're so young, and they're getting married, and it's a happy day. Man, that chick kept it together. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm looking at some of her Instagram posts, and she is frigging gorgeous.
Good.
Like, yeah. Like,
good for
she
her.
Is, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's a nip and a tuck, but it probably, I mean, yeah, it is. She looks amazing. Like, she still has long, dark hair. Actually, you know what? Her profile picture is the one, Bryn, that where you can, unless you follow her, because you know how some accounts only show like 6 pictures. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's gorgeous. She's really kept that ass together. And speaking of Instagram, I just want to do this really fast because I got sucked into it this morning.
Uh-huh.
There's an account called Overheard Celebs, and they collect people's random celebrity encounters, and they won't put them up until they have verified them. You know, they're not just putting up whatever you say happened. I boned this guy. They weed through all the submissions and only post the ones that they think are real. And some of them even come with proof via a picture or whatever. A couple of them, I was looking on there, and there was like a Johnny Knoxville one, which was really funny. There were some Dave Chappelle ones. It's worth a minute. I decided I just went ahead and followed them because there were some really funny ones. This one I thought was cute. I was walking my dog outside my office in Hollywood when I saw Jane Lynch. She was staring in my direction pretty intensely. Then all of a sudden, she starts walking toward me with purpose. She smiled and said, "I'm having a rough day. Can I pet your dog?"
Oh, boy.
Here's another one. I told Jerry Springer with glee, "I used to come home from school and watch your show when I was a kid. You shaped my childhood." He responded, "I'm so sorry." Oh, here's a Dave Chappelle one. "I met Dave Chappelle in an AT&T store back in 04. I was like, holy crap, you're Dave Chappelle. And he was like, holy crap, you're a random white dude." And that was the end of that.
You're booing yourself.
And then another guy said, "Bill Murray told an airport bartender my ID was fake." Which just sounds right up Bill Murray's. But anyway, if you have a couple minutes today, Overheard Celebs. They've got all these postings of various people. You can kind of just, and it's nice too because you can just really quickly scroll down the person's names right on the front page of it. It's like usually that you have to page through them, and it has the story of somebody meeting them. So somebody you really like. Like the Johnny Knoxville one was the he was telling a random dude on the site that Steve-O wasn't there because he was in jail because he had stapled his nuts to his legs.
Yeah.
So he, you know, that was happening. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Who does that? That kid is so crazy. Anyway,
well, you know, the jackass guys do it.
Yeah, I know. That's of course right. We could have a lot of turkey trouble.
Oh no. Oh no.
A lot of turkey virgins coming up this Thanksgiving. So I'll tell you about that and more after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.